Welcome to Talking Healthcare, produced by the International Hospital Federation. The Talking Healthcare podcast series will feature healthcare leaders and executives from the IHF's global community, sharing their expertise, knowledge, and insights into cutting-edge topics in healthcare.
Hi, good morning all, or at least at the time that you are listening to this podcast. So my name is Alexandre Lorenzo. I'm an hospital manager at Coimbra University Hospital, and I'm also a professor at Nova School of Public Health. And I'm the co-chair of the scientific committee. I'm here with my colleague also, Artur Vaz. So mostly we are discussing the World Hospital Congress, that is the annual flagship event of the International Hospital Federation. And this year, IHF will bring the 46th edition to the beautiful city of Lisbon in Portugal from the 25th to the 27th of October, with pre-Congress activities, very, very exciting pre-Congress activities on the 23rd and the 24th of the same months. This edition is co-hosted by a distinguished consortium of IHF full and primary associate members composed of the Portuguese Association of Hospital Development, the Portuguese Association of Hospital Managers, and also the Portuguese Association of Private Hospitals. This Congress is really a unique global forum for connecting leaders and decision makers of hospitals, health services, and healthcare organizations. And of course, we aim to share knowledge and good practices, exchange new ideas and innovations, and work network with other senior executives from across the international healthcare community. Artur?
Good morning. I'm Artur Vaz. I'm a member of the executive board of Luz Saúde, a private healthcare company in Portugal, and representing at the scientific committee the Portuguese Association of Hospital Development. I'm the chair, together with Alexandre, of the World Hospital Congress 2023 scientific committee. Congress tagline is Global Learning, Global Action. And this year, the IHF and the scientific committee decided to focus on the following five tracks: leaders successfully navigating the future, well-being and the future for our professionals, innovative approaches to providing healthcare, the ever-expanding digital landscape, and next generation climate resilient and sustainable healthcare. And putting it all together with passion and dedication is the commitment behind the scientific program. In this episode, we'll be talking to some of the members of the scientific committee. We will share their experiences behind the scenes and in formulating the program. Friends and colleagues, how about you introduce yourselves to our listeners?
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm Dina Al-Ismail from Saudi Arabia. I work as the Executive Director of the Healthcare Leadership Academy at the Saudi Commission for Health Specialists.
Hello, everyone. I'm Preet Indira. I work as the Regional Head for Quality, Apollo Hospitals Group India. And I'm happy to be a part of this discussion today.
Hello, everyone. I'm Todd Nelson from the United States. I'm the Chief Partnership Executive for the Healthcare Financial Management Association. And I am very humbled to join my colleagues here on the Scientific Committee and on this podcast.
Thank you. It's really great to have global guest speakers on this podcast. Let's go around the table. I'm curious to know, how many times have each of you attended the World Hospital Congress, and what made you decide to get involved with the development of the scientific program this year? Maybe we can start with Dina.
I participated twice in the Congress in Barcelona and last year's Congress in Dubai. Taking part in the development of the scientific program is a very exciting opportunity. It's put you in contact with healthcare experts from around the globe. In addition, this is personally a great opportunity for me to enhance my knowledge, learning valuable insights about what's happening in healthcare, latest developments, trends. And I think the experience itself of how can all of us from all around the world come together and work collaboratively to deliver a superb program for this event.
No, that's great. Preet Indira, what about you?
Yeah, so I attended the World Hospital Congress last year for the first time at Dubai and was really overwhelmed and impressed and really fascinated by such high quality content and the magnitude of the program. We had the best speakers from across the world, from the largest health systems, all in one platform. So this time I'm really feeling privileged to be a part of the scientific committee. And, you know, the fact that I'm able to contribute my ideas and experience of years to formulate the program. You know, as a member of the reviewing committee, I have been able to sift through such innovative projects from across the world. And this year, the theme is very interesting. It is so futuristic. It talks of transforming, you know, the world. It talks of tomorrow, the healthcare, how healthcare transformation is going to take place. It talks of leadership, the health workforce, sustainable healthcare. So that, you know, I'm really feeling privileged to be a part of this committee.
No, that's really true. It's nice to hear that you mentioned number of abstracts that we have this year. We have more than 700 abstracts for this Congress, which is really, really amazing. Todd, what about you?
Well, this is my second year being on the scientific committee, and I must say, I always learn a lot when I review the proposals, and it's great for me because most of my day job or work is around the financial aspects of healthcare. So the proposals, many of them certainly bring in the clinical aspects and the overall global health perspective. And so it really kind of stretches my brain. I learn a lot from the proposals and those that have prepared something to present, whether that's an oral or a poster abstract. So I really enjoy that part of it. I feel like I'm always learning. I have actually never been to the World Congress. So this year will be my first time. And so I am super excited not only to come to the Congress and meet and be with fellow leaders from across the globe, but also to come to Portugal for my first time. So I know it's going to be a great event in a great location, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
That's the point. What do you think we as healthcare leaders really gain from face-to-face networking, the hospital visits, side events, and so on, that make this Congress such a priority on the annual calendar? Dina.
Unlike other events, this Congress gives you an opportunity to meet other professionals from around the world, sharing knowledge, experiences, exchanging ideas, lessons learned from their perspectives. Also, it's an opportunity to collaborate, partner with different agencies, services from around the world, and research and different projects. During my last participations, I made friends from Kenya, Japan, Ireland, Italy, Canada. Just in one seating, I met all of these people and we became friends. It's a great learning opportunity, this Congress. However, the networking is also invaluable.
How about you, Pritumira?
So I believe that this face-to-face networking and the hospital visits are so important because we learn so much from each other's experience. And especially the IHF, the Congress that we're going to have, it's a very unique platform. We have experienced healthcare leaders from across the world, and we have such thought-provoking discussions. There is such novelty in the way the presentations are, taken up, how we approach issues, healthcare issues, you know, and how we address our problems. And the best part of it is that we learn from each other. We understand how similar we all are across our healthcare systems, across the world, and how different we are. So this shared learning is very unique to the World Hospital Congress. I'm really looking forward to be a part of this event.
Being your first Congress, Todd, how do you feel? What do you expect from it?
What I really like about how the Congress is organized is not just the diverse global perspectives, but the roles that people bring to the Congress. So you have heads of state, you have folks working in the policy world, folks working as practitioners in hospitals and health systems, you have clinicians, you have policymakers, you have academics. So you have this whole universe of people trying to impact positively global health. And to me, there's no better environment to truly learn. And I'm just excited to certainly meet folks, learn from them, make new friends from across the globe. So I'm just humbled and excited to be part of it.
Actually, we are all pretty excited with the Congress. Let me just put you one last question. What are you looking for or to the most from this year's Congress in Lisbon? Are you especially passionate to learn more about any of the Congress tracks or to attend a specific session or activities?
I'm excited about three things. First, meeting my colleagues from around the world that I've made friends throughout the years. It's an opportunity also to establish new professional relationships and collaborations. Secondly, I am looking forward to attend the innovation track sessions, listening from people from different parts of the world and what are they doing in the field of innovation in healthcare is always inspirational, and it gives you that boost of inspiration during the meeting and after the meeting. In addition to the system thinking leadership track, this is one of the important concepts for healthcare leaders to understand and be comfortable in. So I'm looking forward to that session. And finally, as Todd, I'm excited to visit Lisbon. It's my first time there, so I'm excited to learn and explore its beauty and its history.
No, and I'm sure that you will enjoy this amazing city. Preet Indira, what about you?
So it happened last time also, like, which track to attend? If I attend this one, I will miss that one. You know, it is so interesting. It is so intriguing all the time. Nevertheless, I'm looking forward to attending the leadership sessions, the sessions which talk of healthcare transformation, the digital transformation, big data analytics, and sustainability. These are my areas of interest. I'm really looking forward to attending. And just like what Dina said, yes, looking forward to meeting old friends, collaborating, and, you know, learning from each other.
No, actually, it's one of the highest of the Congress. It's this ability to network. Todd, what about you? It's really your first time to a World Hospital Congress, the first time in Lisbon. I'm sure that you are also very, very excited about it.
Yes, I mean, I can hardly contain myself, to be honest. I'm excited to meet in person all the people that I've only seen on Zoom or Teams meeting for the last several years. I'm excited to learn, make connections, make new friends. And frankly, the tracks that we've set up here are so future focused that that's one of the discussions that we have in our organization and with our members all the time is how do we prepare for the future? And so I can't decide between the tracks. I'm going to probably jump in and out of different ones as we think about all these issues that we're trying to navigate moving forward. And certainly last but not least, I cannot wait to experience the culture, the history of the people and of Portugal, probably extend my trip to make sure that we have time to do all the great things that Portugal offers, and just excited to be with everyone.
Yeah, from hearing your insights and what you're looking forward to, attendees get a preview of what they can expect from the Congress. This is especially helpful for those who will be joining for the first time.
And actually, Arthur, I've been in a number of World Hospital Congresses, and it's truly a valuable learning event and also a unique opportunity to network. I believe that we will have more than 2,000 hospital and healthcare leaders from all over the world. And with the help of our guests today and the other members of the scientific committee, I promise, Arthur promises, we promise our listeners that you will have a fantastic experience at the Congress in Lisbon.
Indeed. We hope to see you there. And if you haven't registered yet, early bird registration is ongoing and discounted rates are available until the 31st of July.
And you can visit the World Hospital Congress website to see the preliminary program, speakers, confirmed today, traditional master classes, the pre-events. These pre-events are really, really amazing. And of course, all other helpful information.
Thank you again to our guests for joining us in this roundtable, and we look forward to seeing you all in person in October in Lisbon.
Thank you all, and thank you to our hosts and my colleagues, and looking forward to seeing you all in Lisbon in person.
Sending my thanks to our hosts and colleagues on the podcast this morning, and looking forward to seeing everyone in Lisbon later this fall. I would invite you to head out to the IHF website and register so we can see you soon.
So I would like to thank our hosts for this wonderful discussion, and I'm looking forward to meeting all colleagues and friends at the IHF Congress in October this year.
Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and head on to Anchor, Apple, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Make sure to never miss an episode from us. For more information on the International Hospital Federation, you may visit www.ihf-fih.org. And to register for the 46th World Hospital Congress, go to www.worldhospitalcongress.org. Goodbye!